Good morning. It's currently 10 degrees in the Yarra Valley and welcome to the show this morning. My name is Kim Harris and this is Stories of Change. This morning I am going to be talking about a topic that's a little bit different. So last term we really focused in on the stages of change and I explained the processes of change. And the reason I did that is to help you feel empowered to make changes in your life because whether we like it or not, change is inevitable. And this term, I'm going to focus in on how important it is for people to change together, particularly together. One of the factors of successful change is having the support of what we call helping partners. We cannot change alone. It's really hard and we'd like to support each other. So if you want to grow and develop both togetherness and belonging, plus the need for individual and organisational change are so essential. So with that in mind, I'm going to unpack what it actually means. What is actually the power of being together and feeling that sense of belonging to your community, to your family, and even to yourself? Very, very, very important topic for discussion. And I'd just like to shout out to the Yarra Valley Economic Recovery Committee. They are the people that have put forward the funding so that I can come along and share some of my expertise. I'm a professional coach that's credited with the International Coaches Guild and have been working in the field of transformative change for just more than 7 years. So it's thousands of hours and thousands of people that I've coached through the process of change. So when people thrive, communities thrive, and when businesses thrive, the economy thrives. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. How can we utilize this concept of individual change and organizational change to increase our feelings of togetherness and belonging? And the world certainly needs us together. So I do have a song here, but it's called Happy Together by the Turtles. I really like this song because I just find it one of those cheerful, happy songs. So enjoy this one by the Turtles. This morning we are talking about togetherness and belonging because it's a simple kind of idea, but it has really, really profound impact on your life. So what's in it for you? I hear you ask, why would you listen to this show and what's in it for you with listening along for the next half an hour or so? Well, research has shown that having a sense of belonging can improve your mental and physical health as well as boost productivity and creativity. And I know that we've got lots of creative types out in the valley and also lots of very productive and efficient people too. There's lots of wonderful people out there making a real go of it with their small businesses and small enterprises and all the way up to really great big, you know, organizations in the and throughout the valley. So this is the concept that we're kind of talking about, tying together togetherness and belonging with the change process on a personal or organizational level. And yeah, so in your personal life, togetherness and belonging can provide you with a support system. So just a really practical, down-to-earth support system. It can give you that meaning and sense of purpose. It's also really fun to hang out with certain people. I don't know about you, but I've got some hilarious children that really love their dark humour and they give me a great feeling of joy and fulfilment in my life. So hanging out with them is awesome. And it is that kind of feeling when you've got that sense of belonging and that sense of purpose and joy that kind of can boost you through life's challenges. And, you know, we all have little setbacks from time to time and we need that resilience factor to kind of, you know, get over those little hurdles. But just in general, it makes life really easier when we've got that support system in place. So that's kind of on a personal level. But togetherness and belonging are not just nice to haves. Like sometimes we can think, yeah, it's a simple idea. Who cares? You know, togetherness and belonging, rah, rah, rah. But really, it's essential for your well-being and the well-being of our community. So cultivating sorts of qualities that can help us have stronger, more resilient and more compassionate societies is really, really it's really essential for the well-being of our whole community. So it's not just about you. It's also about everybody in your life and everybody around you. And along with that, as I've touched on, we can have this increased feeling of well-being. So just reducing those feelings of loneliness and isolation, studies have shown, especially recently, that kind of going on this kind of global impact of shock and shockwaves as kind of the fallout of the isolation effects of the last few years. So more important than ever to get out there and start to improve your connections with others for the sake of your well-being. But it's more than that too. We also want to enhance our own personal growth. So just being part of a group or a community, so stepping outside of the family perhaps and looking for those opportunities outside in our community can lead to increases in personal growth and development. Because as we interact with others who have different perspectives and experiences, we start to broaden our own horizons and gain new insights. So it's kind of like if you imagine a closed system where you're only really recycling your own thinking on a subject or your own belief or your own thoughts or anything like that. It's kind of just this closed reticulating system. So when we have additions, the addition of someone else's thoughts or the addition of someone else's point of view, it actually expands the system and helps it to grow. And that's how we grow as people. So we've got some enhancements there to our own personal growth and development, which are definitely a bonus. And I guess another thing that might be in it for you, you might be working in a team, might be playing in a team. I know there's lots of great clubs out there. So improved teamwork is another really important impact of togetherness and belonging. They're critical components actually of effective teamwork, because when team members feel connected and supported, they're more likely to collaborate in better ways and achieve the common goal of the whole team. So you can get improvements to teamwork by just thinking about togetherness and belonging and increasing that experience of together and belonging. So I hope that that's increased your motivation towards being part of a group or a community. You already are a part of a group or community, whether you like it or not. And perhaps you haven't realized that this group that you're a part of, the family that you're a part of, the community that you're a part of, the wonderful Yarra Valley whole region that you're a part of, it's a great geographic area. We've got so much beauty here to enjoy, so many great groups that we can look into and feel really part of. Well, when we do this, we can feel that sense of connection and we invest in those common goals. We're more likely to work hard and stay committed to that and keep our motivation alive, because research has also shown us that motivation is not permanent. It's something that gets topped up every day, and there's a sort of this point in the day where you run out of motivation and you run out of steam. So very important that we keep looking for ways that we can top up our motivation. One of the simplest ways, actually, weirdly, is to have a sleep, get a good night's sleep. But also working with others really does increase our motivation. Don't know about you, but when I've got someone counting on me to show up at a certain time, a certain place and do a certain thing, I'm much, much, much more motivated to make that happen. So increases in motivation, I think, is another great bonus of being together and having that sense of belonging. And then, of course, there's one that does rely, go back to that kind of more organisational or business type of benefits, is professional networking. So being part of a professional community can also provide valuable opportunities to advance your career. And connecting with others in your industry, you also, again, adding to that to your own thoughts and increasing your body of knowledge around your profession or your industry. You also get to make some really valuable connections to advance your professional goals. So it's quite often, it's not what you know, it's who you know and how you know them, they say. So another great benefit to you is your just ability to professionally network and get connected with the right people at the right time and in the right way. So I hope that that has solved the case on how important togetherness and belonging are, like how essential they are in having a fulfilling and successful life, both personally and professionally. So providing us with that sense of connection, purpose and support, it all helps for us to achieve our goals and dreams, whatever they may be. So that's what's in it for you. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more. I'm going to define some of these terms so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But before we do that, I'm going to play another song. So this is Rihanna, We Found Love. So enjoy this one. That was Pitbull with Give Me Everything. What a fantastic song. I love the lyrics in that song. And it's right on theme of togetherness and belonging. Grab, what does he say in the song? I love the lyrics. Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey. So hopefully you've got someone sexy you can grab today. And perhaps they would love to hear that from you too. Make them feel really good. We're talking this morning about the concepts of togetherness and belonging and why it's so important and all the wonderful things that you get out of having time together and in cultivating that feeling of belongingness. So let's unpack some of the meanings of the words. I don't know if you know this about me. If you've been listening to the show, you might have caught on that I'm quite into words. I'm really, really into words and I love to read the dictionary. And if you want to blow your mind, just look up the meaning of some of the words that you kind of take for granted sometimes, because believe me, you will uncover some absolute gems in there. So let's talk about togetherness, the first word. So togetherness actually refers to a sense of connection and closeness with others. So whether that is in a romantic relationship or a family unit or a community or even with humanity as a whole, because we have these kinds of different circles that we move in, it's a feeling of being connected to others and having a shared experience or a shared purpose, as I touched on earlier. That shared experience, I mean, to watch a sunset together or to lay in bed and snuggle on a cold morning together, they are wonderful experiences to be shared with our fellow humans. So togetherness involves that sense of unity. And also they say it's also about interdependence as well. So it's like we're not independent and we're not totally dependent. We're in that nice middle zone of interdependence. So let's flesh out unity and independence, because I think they're common words, but what do they actually mean? Well, unity refers to a state of being united or joined together as one, as in the state of having a common purpose or a common goal, and that we are working toward that goal together. So unity can be achieved through sharing our values, our beliefs and our experiences. So unity is something that I'm really proud to say I feel like our community in the Yarra Valley really strives to. And I know the station here, Yarra Valley FM, we really want to have that inclusivity, and we really want to include lots of diversity in our programming, for example, working towards this goal of really celebrating how we are unified in our quest for being together and making this a great community to live in. So unity is a wonderful word. We've got interdependence. Okay, so interdependence, the meaning of that word is it refers to the mutual reliance and interconnectedness between individuals or groups. So this is where we start to see the individual and the group, but understanding that no one person or group can exist in isolation and that everyone is dependent on others in some way. So interdependence involves recognizing and respecting the unique contribution of others. And again, we're working towards that common goal or purpose. So interdependence promotes cooperation, collaboration, encourages us to share our resources, our skills, and our ideas. So you can see that in the innovations all around us all of the time, this necessity for independence. So there's some great words there. So, okay, we've got togetherness there, which involves unity and interdependence. What about belonging? So belonging, on the other hand, is a sense of being accepted and included within a group. It can be included within a group, an organization, or a community. And it's the feeling that you're an integral part of something that's much larger than just yourself. Belonging involves a feeling of being valued and respected within a community and having that sense of identity and purpose within the community structure. So belonging is another fantastic word. And I'll unpack that a little bit more, because there's some key words in there that I think often do get interpreted. Respect is a word that they talked about in there, because it involves this feeling of being respected. So respect refers to the act of recognizing and valuing the inherent worth and dignity of all individuals, regardless of who they are, what their background is, what they believe, what they value. It just involves treating others with kindness, empathy, and consideration, and honoring their opinions and perspectives. From the dictionary definition of the word respect, it also is, there's a component of admiring. So it's people that you admire, you often have great respect for. So who do you admire? Who admires you? That's what we're talking about when we're talking about and unpacking this word belonging. And then we've got, I think, a couple of other key things that are a bit different. So I thought they're worth defining for you. So self-identity within a community, what is that all about? Well, this refers to an individual's understanding of themselves in relation to a larger group or committee. Or community. So it's how we see ourselves and connect to other groups. So it involves identifying with the values, beliefs, and customs of the community and finding a sense of belonging within it. So self-identity can be shaped by a variety of factors, including our heritage, you know, how we were brought up, how we were raised. We've got our religion and we've got our own spirituality as well. Ethnicity. I can't even say the word. Oh my God, that's hilarious. And our shared experiences. So yeah, our self-identity within a community is, again, going back to that idea of interdependence. It's like who we are and then who we are in relation to the community. How do we identify ourselves within all of that? And then the final one that I think is also the word purpose has been through everything that I've been talking about this morning. So purpose within a community refers to a sense of meaning and direction that an individual derives from their participation in a group or an organization. So it's having that clear understanding of how our actions are actually contributing to the goals and the objectives of the community and feeling a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction from that contribution. So one of the words I really love is contentment, and it's kind of that kind of feeling. It's not just about feeling good or feeling happy. It's actually feeling content, like just that pure satisfaction and just like, this is just so satisfying. So that purpose within a community can be found through so many different types of activities, such as volunteering or advocacy or leadership roles. And particularly in my job, I do a lot of mentoring within the community as well. So mentoring businesses and individuals, as I've mentioned before. So it's a really wonderful way to find that sense of purpose within my community, something I love doing. So there's some unpacking of what it actually means, togetherness and belonging. What do those words actually mean? And I hope you really reflect on those words I know they're simple words and they're, you know, words that get strewn about a lot, but it's good to sometimes stop and take notice of what these words actually mean and what is the gold and the wisdom behind these words. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to play another song now. I'm in a bit of a dancing mood this morning. I don't know about you guys, but I've got one here. I Can't Stop the Feeling. So enjoy this one by Justin Timberlake. Well, believe it or not, we're coming up to 9 o'clock shortly, and that's about it for today's episode of Stories of Change. And today we've been discovering the power of some kind of simple concepts of togetherness and belonging, but I hope you've enjoyed the introduction to these concepts, and we're going to be talking about this for a little while, and I've got some great interviews lined up for this coming term as well, so really looking forward to that. I guess what we've been talking about is, well, one of the important things is what's in it for you, okay? So the benefits of togetherness and belonging for you personally are that you're going to improve your mental and physical health. So if that's something that you want to boost, you might be interested in ramping up your togetherness and belonging in your world in general, and that's in your personal life, having that support system in place. So having a supportive system helps you, becomes a joy and fulfillment, an opportunity for you to feel more fulfilled because you're connecting with others and helping them perhaps with a goal of theirs or helping you toward a goal of your own, and you're doing it together, not doing it in isolation. It's more than just a nice to have, it's essential for your well-being. So if you want to improve your own well-being or your sense of resilience, and if you want to create stronger and more compassionate societies, if you have those bigger, broader community type aims, then togetherness and belonging is the way to do that. And it's more than just a nice to have. Our increases in well-being are really important to overcome the impacts of loneliness and isolation. We are very geographically quite isolated in the valley. So something to think about is that we need to be quite intentional about this. It's not going to happen just by itself. We need to actually look for ways and understand the importance of being connected with other people. So it does really have that knock-on effect to greater life satisfaction. We've talked about another benefit, which is your personal growth. So if you're the type of person who loves to grow and develop, and we all do, it's actually one of our essential core needs, actually, to grow and contribute is is in our six core major human needs. So very, very important to look for opportunities to grow and develop. And sometimes we grow and develop within a team structure. So if you're in a team already or joined a team recently, there's lots of great clubs out there, footy clubs, cricket clubs, netball clubs, you name it. Even public speaking clubs like Healesville Toastmasters is a great example. We like this improved sense of teamwork as well. That's where we have a common goal and we're working towards it together. And of course, all of those things are wonderful ways to increase our professional network as well. So I know that you will have experiences similar to me, like people that I meet at a club in a club environment have gone on to be great friends, but also we've done projects together and we've worked together and working in that kind of way, building our network quite intentionally with thoughtfulness around these concepts of togetherness and belonging are very, very, very good for you. Very good to give you a sense of connection, purpose, support, and help you achieve whatever the goal is or the dream is that you're playing for. So, wow. So some actionable steps after today. So you've listened to the show. Hopefully you're feeling really motivated to get some more connection and belonging and togetherness in your life. So my three action steps that I really love to encourage you to do. Number one, seek out some social connections. So take steps to connect with others, both personally and professionally. Now, it might involve joining a club or group, like I've just touched on, or attending a networking event, but it's also just simply reaching out to your friends and family. So, you know, when was the last time you just sent a random text message to a good friend and said, hey, thinking about you, hope you're having a good day. And we've got Mother's Day coming up. When was the last time you told your mum you love her, take her out for lunch or something like that? But it's not just about one day, Mother's Day, okay? So it's about cultivating a sense of togetherness and belonging for the duration of your life. It's more than a one-day thing. So where are some ways that you can be connected more socially? Look for those intentionally. Obviously, we've touched on another actionable step that you can take after today. You can volunteer or join a cause. We have a volunteer-run radio station, for example. So, you know, there's opportunities here even. Connect with us and volunteer and join the station. So consider volunteering for a cause that you feel really passionate about. It's much more likely to help us with our feelings of motivation to get out there and join a group if we're really passionate about it. So what do you feel passionate about? What do you feel emotion about? So if there was a topic are you really passionate about the environment? Are you really passionate about small business and small businesses thriving? What is it that turns you on, so to speak, and gets your emotions fired up? That's where you want to start looking and reaching out to those kinds of volunteers or volunteer groups or causes that really resonate with you. And the third actionable step is foster teamwork in your workplace. Like, we all work. We all need to make money. We all need to pay the bills. We're all doing some kind of work, even if we're working in the home as a stay-at-home mum. I never stopped working with my 8 kids, was always cleaning something or cooking or driving here or there. It's definitely, and there is an emotional labour involved in being a mother as well, being there emotionally for your kids and for your partner. So, yeah, that is work, and it's an undervalued and probably less well-known type of labour, but it still is a labour of love. So foster that sense of teamwork wherever it is that you're working, whether it's in the home or outside of the home, or you might be a grandparent working with your extended family, like your grandkids. How can you encourage and collaborate and provide those opportunities to build yourself as a little team? Just remember, we're a team member of the human race, if you like. And if we make that effort to support and encourage each other and look for ways to contribute to each other, the world would definitely be a better place. So next time, our next show, we're going to be exploring the neuroscience of connection and how our brains are actually wired for social interaction. So three of the major things that I love about life is I love this, the science of life, I love the art of life, and of course, the magic of life. So next time, for all of you more scientifically minded people, I'm going to do a show all about the neuroscience of what I've been talking about today. So if you have a bit of a scientific bent, you're most welcome to join me. And finally, I'll just say, if you've missed out on any of our previous shows, they're all podcast and available on the Yarra Valley FM website. So that's yarravalley.org.au. So if you've missed the show last season where we talked about change and really unpacked change and the process of change, and you want to be empowered to make some of these types of changes that I've been talking about today, getting a change, getting out there in the community, connecting with your family members better, listen along to the show. I'd love to have you, and feel free to at any time dedicate a song to somebody that you love. That's it for me for today. So have a fantastic week. I'll see you next week at between 8 and 9 every Thursday morning. Catch my show, and I will look forward to having you along then. Have a great week. Bye for now.